That was Autumn singing or rapping and singing till I collapse. Yeah. Eminem. Okay, mm-hmm. Blackjack. Blackjack wrote, I want to go first.
He is like a kid in a candy store right now.
Me.
This is so good, Autumn. This is so spunky, I love your... I really, really loved the beginning, the left, right, lefts, and like...
I love that too. Sorry.
And like how a lot of parts in the song, you had like that the background and the layering going on. And I really like the chorus. She changed up the chorus a lot. I don't know if you guys are too familiar with the song.
I'm not at all.
But the chorus is, yeah, the chorus is usually like a deep black guy to the roof coming. Like she changed it up to make it sound really good. And yeah, this was so good. Your rhythm was perfect. I love the plugs and the names you added in. I love
that. Yeah, I got a shout out.
Yeah, she's list Ambi. My only nitpick, I have one nitpick. I wish it could have been a little angrier. Like,
yeah, I felt that too. Mm-hmm. I felt that too. I was like, this is Eminem.
Yeah.
Break shit.
Like, rawr.
It kind of felt happy. I'm
eating this lunch
is like
with my daughter. Rawr.
This is like rawr. Awesome.
Man, that'd be an awesome song. Yeah. I'm eating lunch with my daughter by Eminem.
That in his song. He
yeah,
does.
He's like,
Not he's
come
like,
to speak
do not
to me.
Come next to me and ask for my autograph when I'm eating lunch with my daughter.
On the streets when I'm eating, do not come to speak to me. Something like that.
Yes. I'm not Mr. NSYNC.
Not with your friends think. I'm not Mr. Friendly. I can be a prick. Whoa. Anyway, I'm not gonna know that whole song.
Like,
no, but like
anyway.
She it was like happy. Like she's like she's saying like the curse words and all pissed, but it had a happy tone to it. So it was a little like disconnected there.
Yeah.
But your rhythm is really good. And
I think you hit it on the head when you said spunky. Like it wasn't angry, it was spunky.
Yeah.
Because like she still did so much with the words and lyrics. Like she was really mm-hmm. performing the song, but not like Eminem. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know the song.
In a different way.
In a different way, yeah.
And well, like, you guys heard Eminem. You know his style.
Oh, yeah. I know his style.
Oh, yeah.
Roar! I was happy she sang a lot of it, too. Like, I really how she sang the choruses, and, like, her left, right, lefts were really fun. And then at the end, when she was doing, like, the riffs with the words and stuff, that made me happy. And I liked the plugs, Autumn, and I was just really into this. I thought there was only, like, one part, and it was somewhere in the middle of the song. It was not during the chorus, though. It was, like, during a verse where it sounded a little jarbled, but...
Jarbled?
Yeah.
Is that a word?
Jarbled? I think so.
If not, it is now. It's an awesome word if it isn't.
It is. Jarbled.
Jarbled.
Okay, I'm look that shit up.
Oh, no. It's going to be, like,
jarbled. No, I make up words all the time.
I do, too.
I've heard of jumbled before.
Maybe that's what I mean. But
that's what I meant. Comfortability is my favorite made-up word that I always
comfortability.
Use.
Comfortability. Ooh, that sounds like really comfy. But yeah.
Congratulations.
Jarble is a word. Jarbled isn't. Jarbled means to wet or to be mire.
So, well, yeah, you
sounded, one wet song.
You sounded kind of jarbled, Otto. No. Yeah, I was just super into this. I really like this. I think you showed the person who screwed you, which I will reveal after Ambi says what she thinks about this.
Okay.
I think I know who probably screwed her
we all
on
know
this. I think we all know who screwed her on this. But yeah, Autumn, I don't really have anything to add. I mean, they've basically both covered exactly everything that I felt about this. I mean, the whole, like, could have been a little bit more angry, but, you know, it was really spunky. It was a different, kind of like how Rochelle's earlier mm-hmm. was like a different feel and take on it. This was the same thing.
Yeah.
And you made it work for you.
Definitely.
Like, you didn't do it in the vein of the original song, but you took a screw and you made it work for you.
Definitely.
That's kind of like, I think, the going theme for this night is
make it work for you.
Don't try to go out
of your range.
Mm-hmm.
Comfort zone.
Yeah. You know what's so funny? Like, well, not funny, but so, like, cool. I was like, I was totally getting like a Christina Aguilera vibe in her choruses. Like it was almost like she had like one person rapping, and then all of a sudden like the chorus came
someone
in,
else
and
singing.
It was like, you know, like featuring Christina Aguilera.
Yeah,
come off blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I really liked it. The end. Okay, so guess who gave this tour?
Copper.
Copper.
Correct.
Yeah.
Ambi already had him marked in. All right, Ambi, who gave Russ his song?
Yeah, Ambi.
It's one of three people.
Okay.
Because the only four names not accounted for were Russ, Sasia, Autumn, and Soyala. And Russ clearly did not give it to himself. So on my shit list is either Sasia, Autumn, or Soyala.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to say it was probably Soyala because I know she has a theater background.
I would say Soyala. And I know Sasia
probably doesn't. So I'm going to say it was either Soyala or Autumn. I think Sasia is in the clear. So Autumn, Soyala, on my shit list.
I would think it's Sasia. Well, I mean, not Sasia. I think it's Soyala.
I can't say because I can't. But I'll tell you afterward. Tell you after if you were right or wrong.
Okay.
But yeah. You guys may notice that we're missing Melly tonight, and that's because she's actually really sick. She's currently in the hospital right now, so we really wish her well. And I told her as soon as she gets home to send me her song and that she's going to get a new song like everyone else will, and we're going to kind of do the same thing we did for Sasia tonight for her.
Everybody gets one.
Yes.
Yeah, everybody gets
one. But the train ends here, people. The party train ends, because even if you're sick, even if you're like dying, I cannot, like, as a producer, keep doing that. So
we're going to be on round 5 after this.
Yes. Like, I can't do it anymore. So I know, like, the three
less
girls,
than 10 people. So.
Yeah, the three girls really had, like, super legit excuses. I mean, hospital, out of country, telling me, like, ages before, and an email miss-up, which was completely legit and not her fault.
Completely Sky's fault. I'm kidding.
So.
Way to go, Sky.
Way to go, me.
It's all about confirmation emails.
Yes, all about those confirmation emails. So, Melly, we hope you get better. It's really rough being sick. She's all alone in the hospital right now. So, VH love to Melly. Mwah.
Love. Yeah. I'm putting up a little heart, but you can't see it. Like, heart near my heart.
Heart to her.
Congrats. Look, I'll put my ears back on and I'll tip my hat to you as well. I see ears on, tip in the hat.
Very nice.
Tip in the hat.
Come back, because we have to hear you sing. This week, she, what she's been working on is Don't Trust Me by 303.
Ooh. And who would have screwed her? Because this could help narrow my list.
Oh, well, since I can reveal that, it was Autumn.
Oh, so y'all, it was you.
Well, I can't say yes or no. I'll tell you afterward, though. So
okay. I know it was you.
Yeah, he's like, I know it's you.
Oh, man. So Yala, you're being called out. Oh, so Yala, I mean, it's up to you. If you want to reveal yourself or if you want to say, hey, it wasn't me in the thread, you totally can, because that might help some other people figure out what's going on here. So,
okay.
Anyway, we should go discuss results and we'll be back. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
We should. Okay. We should have done it like this last week. It would have been better.
We're back. We are using a different system. We're using Ambi's Simply the Best system, where we each
and it is awesome.
Give a list, and then it's all, like, averaged out to where each person places. So it makes sense
and
for
it
the
comes out rather. It comes out rather nice, because everyone kind of, even though our lists were completely different, we all kind of agree on this final placement, because before the Fantasy League, you could just, like, randomly say out names in any order you want. It didn't matter. But now it's like, you got to have an order.
Yeah.
We even have an order for the middle, the pack people who we used to just bump up.
We have a distinct order. But, I mean,
So while some people on this list were higher than others or lower than others from other people's lists, this is the average.
This is the average.
And doing mathematics.
I love it.
We obviously, like, we knew who our bottom people were beforehand, though. It was just trying to figure out where everyone else goes. We use the system kind of thing. So, let's start at the top, I guess. Do we say the point value?
No, don't say the point value.
Okay.
Because they won't understand what that means.
Yeah.
Okay. No point values. First tonight, we have Rochellular. Yay,
Rochelle.
Congrats,
Dylan, on giving Rochelle a number one song.
Yeah, a number one song.
Trying to get her out.
I want a grudge match with Rochelle. Picture a grudge match with Dylan versus Rochelle, and he gives her some
Hey, all I'm going to say is there's some grudge match happening next week, and it was totally random. Like, the randomizer has a sense of humor.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Number two tonight is Nani. Congrats, Nani.
Woo!
Yeah, bang, bang. Anyone want to say number three?
Can I say one?
Yeah, I feel like I'm talking now.
I wanted to say Nani.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just kind of
say Nani's name again.
Nani, you were number two.
In case you didn't know.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to say number three.
Number three is Autumn.
Woo. Autumn. Yeah. Okay, I'll say number four. Number four is Dylan.
Congrats, Dylan.
Dylan. Awesome.
I like this automizer. All right, and then number five was Mr. Sister.
Margo.
And now this next person, I just want to say that this next person I had all the way up near the top of my list.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to tell you that because I was really impressed by you tonight. And that person was Russ.
Russell
Gold. Russ.
Yeah, Russ. Bringing us into, I don't even know what number we're on. Next is Snowfender. Yay, Snow. Snowfender.
Okay, so after this person, we will be at the bottom three.
No,
yeah. Bottom two, actually.
Bottom two. Right now. No, three. Oh, after this next
right now, we're at the bottom three. So, the person who's not in the bottom two is Soyala. Is not. Soyala, you are safe.
Soyala, you're safe. Good job.
Any elimination contention.
Yes. So
The person didn't screw you.
Yeah, there was not a screw.
You just kind of, it was just kind of, it kept you safe like I predicted.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So our bottom two tonight is Sasia and Copper. And Sasia, we all
specifically
agreed that it was your second song, not your first song. Your first song was so
good. Put you down here, yeah.
Yeah.
Specifically, it was Sasia 2.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was specifically Sasia's second song. And like I said, if either of the songs, like, goes down, then, like, that's where we place you, you know?
Yeah. Wherever the lower one ended up, that was where you're going to be.
Yeah. So, tonight, like all the other nights where we've had repeat performances for people, I think we, as judges, have decided that we are only going to eliminate one person.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm really sad to say this, but Copper, I'm sorry, but you've been eliminated.
Sorry, Copper. Thanks for
you. Really did get screwed. You were the only person this week that, honest to God, you got screwed.
Yeah, you really
you were
did.
Like you got screwed. I'm so like everybody else was like trying really hard to screw people, but it was manageable. But you got screwed.
You That's really how did. You got like you are the weakest link. It just hit Copper. You got screwed.
Screwed.
We should try that. We should start that. No.
It's
so hard because I've heard like tenderness in your voice that I've never heard before, Copper, and I really think you should explore that.
No.
I'm really sad to see you go, and I want to thank you for putting up with some major screwing. You were screwed a lot in this show.
I want to thank Copper for representing rap and making Rochelle and Autumn both do these awesome raps. Without Copper, we wouldn't have those.
Yeah.
Or the intro.
I was just going to say, Copper, thank you so much for making us an intro. It was amazing, and we use it all the time, obviously, because it's awesome. And
So even though you're no longer competing in the show, you're still on the show.
Representing.
Always represent, Copper. But yeah, that's all we have. Remember, your song choices are due by tonight, so I guess you should already have them in, people. No, Saturday night. Just kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tomorrow.
I was like, it's Saturday. No,
well,
it's Saturday.
It is Saturday for you.
It is Saturday.
So.
But yeah. Thank you, Ambi Lee, for being on the show and stepping
Yes,
in.
Ambi was such an awesome judge.
Ambi, you're amazing. And Blackjack, thank you as always.
Yes, thank you guys for having me.
Of course. Uh-huh. You were so much fun. Mm-hmm. You're hilarious. Thank you all for submitting. Shout out to Melly in the hospital. I hope maybe this gives
you something better, to Melly. Listen to.
And get out of there soon because we're all rooting for you. And yeah.
Come home to us and update the Fantasy League.
Because that's what Ambi really cares about. No, I'm kidding.
No. Honestly, I'm not really gunning for that there, but I just think it's funny that Dylan, because of the Fantasy League, is literally headhunting people.
Yeah. It's super entertaining. I think it's just a fun new thing for BH. It's good. So, yeah. That's all we have. Thanks for listening. I guess I'll see you next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye. I love you.